Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. In my conversation on Wednesday with artist Jen Fisher, she talked about how she applied for art shows by responding to a call to artists. Now that she is well known in our county, she's being invited to shows at museums or galleries. But before she got to that point, she and many other artists got their work into shows by responding to a call to artists. I'm going to talk today about what is included in a call to artists and how you respond to it to increase your chances of being accepted into a show. Artists create for many reasons. The biggest reason is their pure need to create. The act of creating artwork fulfills their desire to make something from nothing. They use their ideas, skills, talent, and imagination. At some point, though, after you've filled your home with your art and made gifts for all your friends, you'll want to get your art out into the world. You want to sell it. Of course, you can sell it on your website or other internet sites, but how do you get it into galleries, public buildings, and shops for the local customer? Often, you will apply to show in their space by responding to their call to artists. A call to artists is a formal solicitation for artwork, usually for a finite period of time. It can be put out by a gallery, museum, artist co-op, retail store, local artist group, or government. An internet search for these venues and groups should turn up something in your area. In my county, I regularly see calls to artists from our local art school and gallery, more than half a dozen artist groups, various cities, as well as the county and our local airport. Look on their individual websites to see if they list calls. All call to artists will include this information: the type of artwork, 2D or 3D, or the specific medium, the size requirements, the due date of the submission, the entry fee, ranging from free to $50 or so for a few months show, how to submit your images, either as an attached photo or electronically, the length of time for the show, and the drop-off and pickup days for your artwork if you are chosen. Entry fees will be much higher if it is a well-known outdoor art fair, but for those that have thousands of visitors over a weekend, your income potential can be quite high. The entry fee for a gallery or shop will also tell you how many pieces you may enter. If the max is 3 pieces, get the most for your entry fee and submit 3 pieces. Make sure the 3 pieces go together, though. Don't enter 1 painting, 1 sculpture, and 1 piece of jewelry, for example. And don't enter a landscape, a portrait, and an abstract. You'll have a higher chance of all of them getting in if they are part of a series or at least the same type of artwork and a similar style. You must follow the guidelines of the call when choosing your artwork to submit. For example, if wall space is limited for a show, they may limit paintings by size. This would not be the place to submit a painting that is 6 feet wide. If the theme is landscapes, then don't submit a portrait. Occasionally, they will ask for recent artwork. Don't fudge this and submit a piece they may have seen at another show 3 years ago. Local arts groups know one another and they have an idea of the art that is in their community. Try to visit the venue first to see what type of artwork is there now. This will give you an idea of what they accept, although usually they will be very specific about what they won't accept. For example, if you will be displaying artwork in a city's community center, they will probably have rules against any nudity in your artwork. You'll also want to use your own judgment, and if you see it as a venue with a lot of children that visit, you may not want to submit something that is highly fragile. Take the time to choose an appropriate title for your artwork. Please don't submit a piece called Untitled or Number 4. Not only is it unimaginative and you're in the business of being a creative person, but it could cause confusion at the show if others use the same title. Make sure your artwork is properly prepared for acceptance. That means for 2D work, the edges of the canvas must be painted. The back must be wired and ready to hang. Your artwork is signed, and your artwork is properly framed. Most public places do not accept glass in framed work due to the possibility of breakage. An acrylic, such as plexiglass, should be used. Both 2D and 3D artwork should have your name and the title of the artwork on the back or on the bottom. A good photograph of your artwork can be the key piece that accepts you into a show or not. Follow the guidelines exactly. If they want photos submitted electronically, be sure you do, and with the proper resolution. If they want one printed photo attached to the application, then do it that way. The best advice I can give you for taking photos of your artwork is to take the photo outside on a sunny day. Natural light is best. Make sure you do not have shadows on the artwork from you or anything else outside. If your artwork is framed, include the frame in the photo, and include the frame when you are giving its dimensions. If photos are submitted electronically, be sure to rename each photo with your last name and the title of the artwork. For example, a photo called Redmond and Then She Ran is much easier to keep track of than one called IMG137. If you are a complete failure at taking good photos, then consider hiring someone to take a few photos of your artwork. You can find good photographers by joining artist groups. Ask around and compare quality and price and get someone that you'll be comfortable with. When filling out the application by hand, please write legibly. If your artwork is accepted, they'll use this information to print the title cards for the show. Think how differently we would have reacted to Edvard Munch's famous artwork if someone couldn't read his handwriting and it was called The Screen. After you've completely filled out everything, keep a copy of the application for yourself. You'll want a record of what you've submitted and how you've titled and priced it, so that you'll know if it gets in, it will not be available for other shows during that time period. Often the application is the legal contract that you are signing to leave your artwork with the gallery or public location. Usually there is a clause that states that any damage done to the artwork while in their possession is the liability of the artist. Be aware of that and make sure your personal insurance will cover pieces that are hanging in other places. Another item to note on the application is the share of any sales that the location takes. A 70-30 split versus a 50-50 split is a big difference in what you'll realize from a sale of your art at this location. Price your art accordingly. Don't reject any of your media styles or techniques for a show outright. Think creatively, and your artwork may fit more shows than you think. At a landscape-themed show, I saw a handmade book of nature photos that they displayed on a pedestal. At a 3D show, I saw an elaborate jewelry piece that was displayed on the wall in a shadow box. When that artist submitted her jewelry piece with her application, her photo showed the piece in the box, exactly how it was to be displayed. Just because you've never seen a type of art in a show before, it doesn't mean they wouldn't consider it in the future. Applying to local shows through call to artists will get your artwork seen by many people. Sometimes that leads to commission work, which is easier to do with local clients. Often these shows are judged, and often they give cash prizes, and very often pieces are sold right off the wall. Get your pieces framed, titled, signed, labeled, wired, and photographed, and you'll be ready for the next call to artists that comes your way. Thank you for listening. If you've been enjoying my artist interviews and these little business episodes, please subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review. Tell your artist friends too. This podcast can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and CastBox. For iPhones, the podcast app is usually set up on your phone when you purchase it. If not, you get it free from the App Store. Stitcher and CastBox are apps you can get to use for your Android phones. These are free as well. If you'd like to find out more about the artists that I interview, I've got show notes for every episode on my website, which is SuzanneRedmond.com. The show notes include photos of the artist's artwork and links to their websites and social media. The music on my podcast comes from the group Squire Tuck. The artists that I interview are artists I've met or I've admired their artwork for a long time. If you have an artist you'd like to suggest, drop me a line. My email is sredmond75@comcast.net, and you can also find my email on my website. Thank you for listening. I'm Suzanne Redmond, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast.